SBS Radio. Kasama natin muli sa programa ang writer at academic na si Elaine Lafortesa. Good morning to you, Elaine.
Good morning, Annalyn. It's such a pleasure to be on your show this morning.
Yes, and we'll talk about your new venture, which is playwriting.
Yes, that's right. So I've written a play for the upcoming Sydney Fringe Festival. This is a completely new venture for me, but one that I'd love to invite people to come along for the ride, to audition for the show, and also to be part of the audience as well. I have my baby with me at the moment, so you can hear her laughing.
Yeah. Maybe she wants to talk too?
I think so. I think that's a vote of confidence for her mum, that she's already my biggest fan.
Mm.
But so I'm writing a play, and the play is about a Filipino-Australian family. I don't want to give out too many details about it because I want people to actually come and watch and be surprised by plot twists.
Yes.
Things like that. But yeah, but what I'm looking for at the moment are Filipino actors to star in it.
Yes, because it's basically about a Filipino family.
Yes, yes it is. It's specifically about a mum and her son and their friend. And I'm not going to tell you the significance of this friend. You'll have to watch the play.
Your book, The Soma Technique of Whiteness and Race, is about colors of culture and different cultures, and it's yung pagkakaiba-iba at yung maling pananaw ng pagiging puti sa ibang kulay, ano. But since this is your first play that you are writing, what's different about this and the book that you've written?
Oh, definitely this is quite different, because my first book was about the historical roots which compose Filipino culture, really, Filipino society and culture. But this one is a fictional account of a mother and son dynamic within the Filipino community. And it's based on stories shared to me by friends and family, quite personal stories about their own family dynamics and secrets that they've shared and how they reveal themselves to their family within the Filipino community and also within the broader Australian community. And it's really, really funny. I think that's a big difference in it. It's more of a comedic take on life rather than my book was more a historical and a bit more serious take on different aspects of life. I think it's funny anyway. when I read through the script, I stop and laugh at my own jokes. So hopefully other people can share in the humor as well. So that's the biggest differences, I think.
Yeah.
It's fictional and it's more comedic, yeah.
Did you write this play to be an entry to Sydney Fringe Festival, or you first applied for Sydney Fringe Festival and then write the play instead?
Oh, well, actually, as I was saying, the producer, Margaret Fitzgerald, was an audience member at one of the shows I was hosting for this initiative called Generation Women. And Generation Women invites six generations of different kinds of women to speak on a certain theme, and I'm the host for the Sydney shows. And it's such an awesome gig because you can be funny, you can be heartbreaking, heartwarming, and sometimes all at the same time. And I get to share my own stories as well. And so Margaret approached me after the show and said she really liked, the tone of the show and how I presented, and asked if I would be interested in writing a play. So it was really nice to get that invitation. But, of course, I've never written a stage play before.
Yeah.
So I was excited but quite nervous to say yes to this. But I said yes to this because I thought, okay.
It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really different for me because I am a writer, but I've never written a play.
Yeah.
So I hope it goes well.
And you are looking for actors, as you said. And
yes.
How many actors and what are the details that they should have?
Yes, sure. So I'm looking for hopefully a Filipino man in his 20s to 30s. and two Filipina women, Filipinas in their 30s to 50s. And the auditions are actually this June 17.
Sunday.
Sunday, yes, that's right. Thank you. This Sunday in Redfern. But please, if anyone is interested, they can email me. And my email address is elaforteza@gmail.com. So elafortesa@gmail.com.
Do they have to have the experience, or dapat ba kilang kilala na sila, or they've been doing acting for a while?
No. So it can be new actors, people who have never acted before but want to try this out. So anyone who has an interest, really. Yeah. So that would be exciting to get a range of people, because who knows?
Yeah.
Even if you feel like, oh, I've never done anything like this before, you know, you can be like me and we'll go on this new adventure together. I think that will be really fun.
Yes. And does the play have a title now?
Yes. It's called, well, it's a working title. It's provisional at the moment, so it's called Coming to Dinner, because it focuses on a dinner that the mum and son prepare, and the dinner actually involves sinigang, which is my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We need that in these cold days.
Yes, I think that's why I put it in. Yes, sinigang, yes. And who knows, there might actually be sinigang on offer.
And the Sydney Fringe Festival is in September?
Yes, that's right. It's in September. And for those who are interested, I'll be, if they email me, I can give them specific details about when our show is on too.
Yes. And can you invite them again for the audition?
Yes, please. So I'm looking for a Filipino man in his 20s to 30s, and also two Filipinas between the ages of 30, 35 to 50.
Yes, and syempre, pag meron na at alam na kung sino ang gaganap sa play na ito o sa dula na ito, sana makasama namin sila sa programa.
Yes, that will be exciting. Yes, so hopefully
round about August.
Yeah, that will be great. Also, the audition details again are Sunday, 17th of June from 11 to 3 p.m. And it's actually in Redfern, so it's quite easy for Sydney people to get to. It's only 5 minutes walk from Redfern.
Yes, and they can just email you.
Yeah, that's right. Redfern Station, I should say. Yes, please email me.
Thank you very much, Elaine, and hopefully we get in touch with you again and have you in the program together with your actors.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.